Researchers from the University of Pennsylvania have been meeting with museum curators from Syria to train them to protect their cultural artifacts during wartime. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the secret meetings to save Syrian heritage.
Last month, in an undisclosed location in Turkey, 20 unnamed Syrian curators met with their counterparts from the Smithsonian Institute and the University of Pennsylvania. The secrecy was because they did not want to make themselves targets of ISIS, the Islamic militant force in Syria. Their museums are already targets. Brian Daniels is the director of the Penn Cultural Center, and he uses the example of the Mader Museum near Aleppo. It has been attacked by Islamic forces because it contains some of the earliest tile mosaics of Christianity.
It has shrapnel damage. It has holes in the roof. The doors to the main structure have been completely destroyed. There are mortar holes inside the museum courtyard.
Daniel says some of these museum curators do not have the resources or the training to protect their inventory during emergency, like war. So they learn tricks like walking through galleries holding a video camera as a quick way to keep a visual record of objects that might be looted in the future. The curators also receive sheets of Tyvek, or construction-grade fabric, to wrap objects that cannot be moved. These are modern solutions, but much of what the Syrian curators were learning came from manuals created during World War II by the so-called Monuments Men.
There was just this absolutely extraordinary commitment from these individuals that what they were trying to do was something much greater than the conflict. These things represented who they were and how they wanted the world to understand them.
Daniels hopes more workshops will be possible in the future, pending funding. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.